Welcome to the Ease at Abundance podcast, where we talk about all things mindset, energy, and manifestation. I'm Annette, your host and mindset coach. Each week, we'll dive into the practices and principles that empower you to create a life filled with ease and abundance. If you're seeking clarity, inspiration, or practical tips, this podcast is designed to help you unlock your fullest potential and live a life you love. So if you're ready to transform your thoughts, elevate your energy, and embrace the abundant possibilities that await you, let's get started. Today, we're talking all about manifestation. I love this stuff so much. I always have, but I didn't truly understand it until the past few years. I thought I did. I read The Law of Attraction when it first came out, probably read it a couple of times. But manifestation is so much deeper than just thinking about positive thoughts and vision boards. It's more of a lifestyle. It's about being in the frequency of the life you desire. The real magic happens when you align your energy, your beliefs, and your actions with your desires. And the quickest way to close the gap from where you are now to where you want to be is to start showing up as that next level version of yourself today. We'll touch on what it means to embody the energy of your desires, align your thoughts and actions, and leverage tools like visualization, intention setting. And we'll talk a bit about vision boards as well. Vision boards can be a powerful tool, but if that's not your thing, that's okay too. So, manifestation isn't just about wanting something, it's about becoming the version of you who already lives that desired reality. So, we're actually not after the physical thing, like the car or the house, but the feelings those things bring us. It's the feeling that we're after. So, whether that's abundance, joy, security, whatever it is, if your goal is to travel the world, the feeling you want might be freedom and excitement. For financial abundance, maybe it's freedom, security, or peace of mind. Tapping into those feelings now will help align your energy with your goals. We think we'll be happy and complete once we have the thing. Once I make X amount, whatever that number is for you, I'll be happy and things will be better. But true security or joy doesn't come from those numbers or salary. It's about showing up as the version of yourself who already feels the way you desire. And I know this may sound a bit delusional, but you can have whatever it is that you desire if it's coming from a true soul desire. So it's not coming from a need of validation. It's not a desire from ego. In order to change our reality, we have to change our brain. We have to change our thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions. This requires truly believing that what we desire is possible, that we are worthy of it, and building trust in the process of growth and transformation. Believe that everything unfolds in divine timing, aligning with our intentions when we put in consistent work. I've made vision boards over the years that repeated the same desires, the same goals without any real progress. Why? Well, for one, I know now that I didn't truly believe on a subconscious level that I was worthy of those things. But honestly, I wasn't even aware of that at the time. I had an upper limit. In The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, such a great book, it's so good. In it, he talks about having an upper limit. So the upper limit is a self-imposed barrier or subconscious ceiling that people hit when they experience success, often causing self-sabotage or limiting beliefs that prevent them from reaching their full potential. If, on a subconscious level, you don't believe you are worthy of a loving partner or a healthy body, your dream home, career, business, whatever it is, you'll continue to experience the same results. Subconsciously, you'll keep repeating the same patterns and actions that align with those limiting beliefs. And here's the thing. Everything is energy. Our thoughts, beliefs, and emotions all carry energy, and they influence the results we attract. When you shift your internal energy, your external reality starts to change too. Let's talk about it. Everything in the universe is made up of energy. The law of vibration tells us that everything is in constant motion, vibrating at various frequencies. This includes our thoughts, emotions, and the physical world around us. Our thoughts and emotions have a frequency that can influence what we attract into our lives. The law of attraction is actually a secondary law to the law of vibration. The idea is that like attracts like because things vibrating at similar frequencies are drawn together. So for example, positive thoughts attract positive outcomes while negative thoughts may attract unwanted situations. But let's be clear, this isn't about positive thinking all of the time. We're not pretending everything is fine when it's not or ignoring real challenges in favor of only seeing the good. True healing and transformation comes when we allow ourselves to feel the full range of emotions, joy, sadness, fear, and everything in between. while also working to shift the beliefs and the energy that no longer serve us. Think of your emotions like a beach ball. When you try to push them down, just like trying to force a ball underwater, they might stay down for a little while, but no matter how hard you push, the ball is eventually going to pop back up with even more force. The same goes for our feelings. When we try to suppress or ignore them, they don't disappear, they build up, and eventually they resurface. To manifest what you want, you have to become an energetic match for it. This means aligning our thoughts, emotions, and actions with the frequency of the feeling we desire. When we vibrate at the same frequency, we'll draw it in. As Wayne Dyer said, you don't manifest what you want, you manifest who you are. Imagine you're calling in a partner, but you continue to go on dates or giving your time and energy to the wrong people, ignoring all the red flags, which leads to repeating the same disappointing patterns. And of course, there are layers to all of this. When we're working on unblocking, releasing, and doing the inner work, it's about really getting to the root cause of what's holding us back and understanding why we keep repeating the same patterns. So how does this all connect to our brain? Well, once we're crystal clear on what it is we want or the emotions we want to feel, we set our intentions and we can now train our mind to focus on what it is we want. And this is where science plays a huge role. We have what is called the reticular activating system. The RAS is a network of neurons in your brain stem that helps filter information and prioritizes what's important to you. So, for example, I was picking up my new car last year, and while I was waiting, I noticed a beautiful green Ford Bronco. I'm not really a car person. I've never noticed that style or color before, but I fell in love with it. Now I see it everywhere, all the time. The same principle applies to goals. When you visualize your goals regularly, your RAS starts identifying opportunities and cues that align with them. This increases your awareness and likelihood of taking action towards those goals. Value tagging is the brain's way of assigning significance to information or experiences based on the emotional importance attached to them. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. If you vividly picture yourself confidently presenting, receiving applause, and feeling proud of your accomplishment, you're attaching strong, positive emotions like excitement and fulfillment. So go a step further and put yourself in that situation. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you smell? What do you feel? This emotional connection makes the goal feel more important and motivates you to prepare thoroughly, stay focused, and push through any nervousness. So by leveraging value tagging, you align your mindset and actions with achieving the successful presentation, making it more likely to happen. Taking inspired action is such an important piece of this. Once you've aligned your emotions and mindset with your goal, it's about channeling that energy into meaningful steps forward. Inspired action refers to the steps you take towards your goals that feel aligned and effortless and often come with a sense of clarity or guidance. These moments of clarity might come from intuitive insights, inner wisdom, messages from your subconscious. And unlike actions driven by pressure or obligation, inspired action feels like a natural and effortless next step. It's not about forcing yourself to act. Inspired action feels like a natural progression, a step you know you're meant to take, even if it doesn't seem logical in the moment. I decided to pursue my university degree based purely on an intuitive hit. One day, without hesitation or even thinking twice, I applied for my Bachelor of Public Relations. And at the time, I was enrolled in another program and hadn't given the decision much thought. I don't think I really even knew what PR was. I just felt a strong pull towards it. Looking back, it was a leap of faith that led me to a career I never expected, but that I see completely aligned with my purpose. It's like what Steve Jobs said, you can't connect the dots moving forward, you can only connect them looking backwards. Here are a few examples of inspired action. Maybe you have the sudden urge to reach out to someone, a mentor, an old friend, a potential business partner. And when you do, it turns out to be exactly what you needed for your next step. Or maybe you take a detour on a walk or a drive and you feel called to go in a specific direction or stop at a particular place. Or maybe you start something new without overthinking. You're feeling an intuitive nudge to start a project, even if you don't have all the details figured out. So this could be writing a blog or a whisper that says you should start a podcast. Or maybe it's taking a course or a workshop without fully knowing why. Remember, inspired action is less about hard work and more about alignment. It feels like the right thing at the right time, often without struggle, and opens the door to new opportunities. Okay, so before we wrap this up, I will touch briefly on vision boards. Vision boards work as a visual trigger, helping to engage your brain's reticular activating system, which I mentioned filters information and brings opportunities into your awareness. Our brain is constantly seeking patterns and information that align with our intentions. By creating a vision board, we're giving our subconscious a clear target to focus on. So you want to start with setting your intentions. Before you even start picking out the pictures, take a few minutes to meditate or focus on gratitude. Get into the energy of feeling thankful for what you already have and open yourself to the possibilities ahead. And take your time. There's no need to rush. Grab a book, paper, cue cards, a poster board, and select lots of images and words and phrases that truly resonate with you. Choose the ones that invoke the feelings you want to experience. And have fun with it. Just use your intuition to place images on your board. This is your vision. Let it represent the life that you truly desire. The more emotional connection you have with these visuals, the more powerful your board will be. It's not just about what looks good. It's about what feels right. Some people like their board somewhere where they can see it every day, on their wall, next to their desk, or by their bed. The idea is that it keeps you in constant alignment with your goals. Every time you glance at it, you're reminding yourself of your intentions and the future you're building. Others like to keep their vision board hidden so no one can see. This can work as well if you find yourself more energized when you're not constantly reminded of your goals. I used to love vision boards, but prefer to have a journal with bullet points, and I focus more on visualization. I just find it incredibly relaxing, and I look forward to doing it. Ultimately, it's about your energy. You do you. If you're someone who thrives on reminders and seeing your goals out in the open, keep it visible. If you feel more connected when your board is out of sight, that works too. I say this all the time. You don't have to tell everyone about your goals. Personally, I prefer to complete the thing and then share it. When you're dreaming big, not everyone is going to understand your vision. They're on their own journey, and they may not see the same possibilities as you do. So if sharing your goals is messing with your energy, keep it with yourself. Manifestation is also about surrender and gratitude. You have to trust that what you desire is already on its way to you and express deep gratitude for both the present and the future. This is where the concept of releasing attachment comes in. Releasing attachment to specific outcomes means letting go of the need to control every single detail or time frame of how things will unfold. Trust that the universe has your back and that what's meant for you will arrive in the right way at the right time. Surrendering doesn't mean you stop taking action. It just means trusting that the path will unfold as it's meant to and that everything is working in your favor. And I find practicing gratitude can help reinforce this mindset. So let's wrap it up. Manifestation isn't just about asking for what you want. It's about believing that you deserve it and that it's already on its way. When you expand what's possible for you, you're also expanding your capacity to receive. You begin to see opportunities that you may have once overlooked, and you develop a confidence to go after the things you previously thought were unattainable. It's about letting go of limiting beliefs and getting to the root cause of what's holding you back. When you clear those blocks, you create space for your desires to flow effortlessly into your life. Vision boards are powerful, but they're just one tool in a broader manifestation lifestyle. So I'll wrap it up with this. Manifestation is more than just a practice. It's a lifestyle and it takes work, but it gets to feel like magic. Okay, that's it for now, beautiful people. Take care.
And now a quick little disclaimer. The information shared on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content provided here is not a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician, therapist, or other qualified health providers with any questions you may have regarding a medical or mental health condition. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are my own and do not reflect the views of any organizations I may be affiliated with. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that I am not liable for any losses, injuries, or damages resulting from the use or misuse of the information shared. Your participation in this podcast is entirely voluntary and should be viewed as an opportunity to reflect and gain new insights to enhance your personal journey. Remember, growth is unique to each individual and your path is your own.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.